Remember, today's November 2nd, Friday, November 2nd, last day, many places, for early voting. So get on out there. All right, so we're taking a look at some of the items that go into valuing ourselves. And of course, and please, please, please remember now, this is so important. There's nothing wrong with us valuing ourselves. As a matter of fact, that's a good thing. It is good to value ourselves. I mean, if you think about it, we're told to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Love our neighbors in the same way that we love ourselves. Love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Well, how do we love our neighbors? Well, same way we love ourselves. We want our those who we consider our neighbors, and unfortunately, we don't always consider everyone to be our neighbor. We still need to gain a better grasp of what the Creator means by our neighbor. You remember one of the examples he gave of the person who was a total stranger, and not only a total stranger, but was also a member of the community that others in the opposite, the other community, members of the other community, had considered sworn enemies. A Samaritan and a Jew. Sworn enemies. That Jew discovered a Samaritan had been beaten and left for dead. Although he was not dead, he had been left for dead. And that Jew, that Jewish citizen, put that Samaritan who had been beaten and robbed, took that Samaritan victim, tended to him the best he could, then put him on his beast, took him to a place to stay, and had the innkeeper, gave that man instructions to continue to take care of that Samaritan victim who had been beaten and left for dead, and told him whatever, and left him some money to take care of him, feed him, etc. And told him, when I get back, when I come back through, I'm going to stop back through here. Anything else that you are owed as a result of having taken care of this Samaritan, you let me know what it is and I will pay it. He didn't just start the process of helping that Samaritan receive care. He saw it all the way through. Ultimately, the Samaritan should have been taking care of his own, the cost of his own care himself. Ultimately, it was his care. He was the one who was being nursed back to health. That Samaritan citizen said, here's some money. Take care of him while I'm gone. On my way back, I'm going to stop back through here. Even if he's nursed back to health and he's gone, don't charge him. If there's anything else that's owed you, when I stop back through here, I will pay it. He was doing that for a total stranger who was a member of a community that had been sworn as enemies to the Jews. Yet that's how this, the Jew is the one who had been beaten and left for dead. The Samaritan is the one who found the Jew. Other Jews, remember this now, other Jews, fellow Jews, had seen this Jewish citizen beaten and left for dead. They got as far away from him as they could as they continued on their way. Not only did they not tend to his needs, they didn't even go over to him to offer a word of comfort. They put distance between themselves and their fellow Jew. And they went on about their business. That man was supposed to be their business. They had something else on mind that they were heading to, though. And so they kept their mind on that. The Samaritan citizen, who was from the other community, saw this Jewish man beaten up and left for dead. Took care of him, paid for what he did, and then left some money with the innkeeper. So the innkeeper would have money to do what needed to be done to take care of that Jewish citizen who had been beaten and left for dead. And if the man was gone, he was nursed to health, didn't need to be there, when the Samaritan came back through, no problem. Because the Samaritan had already said, I will take care of him. He didn't say, if he doesn't pay you, when I come through, I'll take care of it. That's not what he said. He said, anything else that is owed you, I will take care of it. He didn't want the innkeeper asking this Jewish citizen to take care of that bill. If there was going to be a remaining bill, the Samaritan who started the healthcare process was going to continue it. He was going to finish it. And the Lord Jesus made it clear that Samaritan was a neighbor to that Jew. Despite the fact that they were from two communities that hated each other, that Samaritan citizen said, hey, you know what? I'm going to take care of this man the best I can. We need to get a different view of what neighbor is, and we need to see neighbor the way God sees neighbor. All right, so that said, how do we love our neighbor? Same way we love ourselves. How do we love ourselves? Most of us want what's best for ourselves. And so here's the point. After sharing with you what the Samaritan did for that Jew, don't you think that that Samaritan would have wanted someone else to do the same for him had he been in that same situation? The same situation as the Jew. Don't you think he would have wanted someone to have done the same thing for him? Pretty sure he would have. That's how you love your neighbor the same way you love yourself. Now, that's it. A lot of us really are impressed when we see people exercising to take care of their bodies. Now, I have always found it ironic to see a person work out, and I mean work out, hit those weights hard, break out in a sweat doing their aerobic activity. And after they finish, okay, let's go get some beer. Let's go get something to drink or see them smoking. Well, for some people, it's just a matter of trying to improve the way they look, but not necessarily trying to improve their health. Improve their appearance, but not necessarily improve their health. But there are a lot of people who exercise primarily for the health and secondarily for the looks. And a lot of us are really impressed when we see people exercise their bodies. In fact, a lot of times we find that admirable, that a person would put in the time and put forth the effort to care for their bodies. And when they are eating well, exercising routinely, etc., and we know something about the person, and we know this is what they do, they eat well, they exercise routinely, we conclude that this person really cares about their physical well-being. Well, if we're going to be impressed that someone else really cares about their well-being, and we love our neighbors in the same way that we love ourselves, isn't it okay for us to also care for our own physical well-being and thereby exercise not only for health, but because we want to do something about our appearance as well? I mean, isn't it okay to want our stomachs to be kind of flat and not round like Santa Claus's? We love Santa Claus. We appreciate all the good that he does for us. But that belly, you know, we don't need to have that. Isn't it okay if we do what we can to flatten that? How about combing our hair, having it groomed, cut well, keeping it clean so that we have that body that we want in it, all of that? Yeah, how about watching the way we eat, trying to get to bed on time so that we're doing what we can? Again, we're talking physical well-being, not just the appearance, but also the health. So, physical well-being. We're talking about doing what we can to improve the way we value ourselves, because that's part of how we not only improve our relationship with ourselves, but we improve our relationships with other people. This is something that Dr. Stassi was sharing with us. You remember he was making a difference, a distinction between the types of self-esteem, and one he called hierarchical, where we're so focused on emotion without much thought. that we get ourselves into trouble. And then and he called that hierarchical self-esteem. And then he talked about self-value, where basically we look at how we're living and how others are living. We focus on dignity and respect of ourselves and others. Well, one of the things we do is take care of our physical well-being. Pursue a regimen of health vigorously, not only for yourselves, but to make the world a better place. How many of you are parents or grandparents, and you could possibly inspire your children, your grandchildren, to develop a lifestyle of exercising, eating well, getting their proper rest, because you model that for them? And so here you are pursuing good physical well-being, and you're inspiring others to do it too. What about emotional well-being? Emotional well-being. All of that should be taken care of, and there are so many ways to go about that. All right, so let's delve into emotional well-being a little bit when we rejoin in just a few. You're listening to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., your loyal host, who is honored to be with you each week, right here on 1550 AM The Voice and online at speakingwith.com.